hello.
Hi, Sarah. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. So I was calling in regards the text message that you sent.
Yes.
All right. So I just wanted to confirm and make sure I got it correct. That's why I had to call. I mean, although your message is pretty clear, but just still wanted to confirm.
Okay.
So moving forward, all the calls that comes in through the call tracking phone number should be forwarded to 304-400-5686. And then if the call, or if the call won't be answered on this number, it will be routed, that's the time that it will be routed to Paul's phone number.
Correct.
Wonderful. All right. So, do you have the phone number ending in 5686 with you?
I do.
Okay, wonderful. That is good. So I'm going to go ahead and have our team to update the call tracking receiving phone number. And then as soon as I get a confirmation that it has been successfully updated, I can then go ahead and do a quick test call just to make sure that it goes to the 5686 number.
That's great. Yeah, we thought maybe we had were able to do it on our side, but it was still going to him, and he's in the field working, he can't answer those.
God.
You know, like he wants to. So he wants them to come here. I'm going to be in my new office starting next week, I do believe. So I'm probably going to have a desk phone that this, you know, attaches to so I can grab them all day long, you know.
All right. But, yes, I'll have our team process that change. And then as soon as I get the confirmation on that, I'll then do a test call right away and hopefully to speak with you when I do the test call.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate you reaching out and confirming this with me.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time, Sarah.
While I've got you on here.
Yeah?
On the website, which I'm going to go on there and try to look myself and try to update it, but I want to put it in your ear, too. Where are my notes? They're over here. So on the work section, like things that we offer, there's the aerator, I always say that weird, that's on there, and you all got it as a, like a yard. It needs to be like for septic tanks. You get what I'm saying?
Let me get into the website just really quick here, just to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. Like, there's aerator there, but it's not a plumbing. It's not for plumbing.
Uh-huh. Got it. So when you click on aerator?
Let me get back over there real quick. Hold on. I was in another section. Oh, no. Not Google. Thanks. The information no longer being updated. If you owner, please contact the marketing agency. Why is that?
Is that on your website?
Yeah.
That's weird. I'm actually on your website now.
Yeah, and I mean, the payment just came out, so I don't know why it would say that.
It shouldn't. Yep. Let me see. Can you try to reload the page on your end?
Yeah, I can refresh it. I even just got in there, but...
Yeah, I did try to use different browsers, and it does not give me that error at all.
Okay, yeah, it's popping up, let's see, if I click. Warning, owner action required. It's just, yeah, it says to contact the marketing agency. So.
Can you, is it possible for you to send us a screenshot?
Sure, let me do
of that. Okay, yes, please. That is weird. And if you can send it through text, maybe.
That's what I'm getting ready to shoot it to you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna. But if you go to, while we're working on this, if you go to services, and then you got, can I do it? Is it going to let me from this place? Maybe not. See where you've, our featured services, that section. I'm looking to see if it's got a number. For what we do. And then you got residential plumbing services, septic system installation. So we, okay, septic tank. But then you've got the home aerator installation and maintenance, improved soil penetration and boost root development. That's not what we do. The aerators that we're talking about goes with the septic tank stuff.
Got it. So it should be related to plumbing or septic tank.
Yeah.
We apologize about this. I'll make sure this gets corrected by our team, though. I'll have this submitted so that we can get it updated as well.
All right, I just sent you that copy of the home screen.
Okay, let me get into it. Oh, okay, I see. So you're accessing it through the website editor on the client dashboard.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. But if you go directly to the website, which is absolutepsi.net, or if through the client dashboard you click on the website, instead of the website editor, you should be directed to the actual website.
Well, and I understand that.
Uh-huh.
But why am I, when I'm going in and looking at my editor, is it telling me that the marketing agency is no longer updating this?
Oh, okay. Let me just verify it really quick. All right, so Sarah, I will have to send this over to our team for them to look further into this as well as to see about why it shows that this is no longer being updated.
Okay.
And then make sure that this one is not going to be shown moving forward.
Okay. And as far as the aerators go, like, it's really, I kind of want to explain the septic, like a septic pump aerator. I mean, the little aerators that go on faucets, which is the little screen.
Yeah.
You know, that we do that too, but that's not what we're talking about when we say we, you know, work with and repair the, it's the septic tank aerators that we're talking about. They're a larger, you know, piece of equipment and, you know, sometimes need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
but I didn't want you getting like, oh, thinking about it.
All right. But yes, I'll definitely make sure that it's going to be updated to a septic aerator. Although it will still show as, or let me just confirm really quickly and get back to the website. So this should not be home aerator installation and maintenance. It should be septic aerator, right?
Yes. Installation and maintenance is fine. And then, you know, get your little blurb there like you've got for that. But we definitely don't want the guy on the big machine in the yard.
Right. Right. It is definitely not related to septic aerator at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll make sure this gets corrected by our team. And then, I'll definitely check in regards this warning, banner at the top of the website editor. Just to confirm, is this the first time you see this? Because this may be just, by default on the website editor. Just in case, let's say, if the account is inactive, then that's the time that this will show on the actual website.
Wasn't there one here, because, I mean, the new construction, and, you know, when we were on there looking at the phone numbers and stuff the other day, it wasn't on there.
Got it.
So I don't know, you know, and we just had the, like I said, the money for our, you know, subscription with you all just cleared, so.
Right. Right. Exactly. But yes, I'll make sure to check this one out with the team as well. That way, when I do the test call, I'd also be able to go over about this with you. And, before we go ahead and make the changes on the call tracking phone number, so I do see that you have the local splash application. Now, with this, we would highly suggest the local splash application to be on the phone number ending in So it should be on the phone number ending in 5686. Or it should be on that phone.
Okay. Well, I've got it here.
Wonderful.
But I'm not. So if I enter this phone number, it says phone number not found to send a code to.
And you put in the phone number ending in 0115?
Oh, no, that's Paul's, and I'm not with him right now.
Got it. Well, yeah, that's the phone number that you would have to put in when logging into the local Splash app.
Okay. All right. I just need him to look.
Yeah, you can just ask for him to provide you with a code once you try to log in.
Okay.
All right. And I have submitted all the necessary requests. Once again, just a quick recap on that. Call tracking phone number, the receiving number will be updated to the phone number 304-400-5686. And if that call does not get picked up, it should be routed to 0115.
Correct.
And then on the website, home aerator installation and maintenance should be updated to septic aerator installation and maintenance. Photos and description should also be updated on that. And then lastly, the orange banner at the top of the website editor, I'll definitely check that with a team so that I can get back with you together when I do the test call.
Okay, that sounds perfect. I appreciate it.
For sure. All right. Do you maybe have any other questions, Sarah? Anything else that I can assist you with?
Not at this time. I appreciate you getting back to me.
All right. No worries. Well, thank you so much for your time, Sarah, and once again, as soon as I get back or I hear back from the team and as soon as the call tracking receiving number has been updated, I'll be doing the test call. Thank you so much for your time once again.
All right. So we might want to do one where I answer and then one where we let it ring through.
So we're going to be calling twice?
Well, I just kind of want to make sure that, you know, okay, that my phone's picking it up now, great. And then if I don't pick it up, is it ringing over to Paul?
Got it. Got it.
So that's why I feel like we do need two phone calls to double check.
Well, I can actually call the call tracking number while we're on the phone as well. So it should automatically not have it answered through the phone that you have. And that should be routed directly to Paul. So
right,
I should be able to do that later.
Okay.
All right. But yes, we'll definitely do those tests just to make sure it's all working how it should be.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, should there be anything else, Sarah, please know you can always reach out to us or send us a text. We'll definitely get back with you. And once again, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you so much, Destiny. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.